If you want to finish well, if you want spiritual longevity, you must wholeheartedly follow the Lord your God.
Pastor Greg Laurie points out how our walk with the Lord needs to be a sold out, fully devoted, completely surrendered commitment to Christ.
Look, if you're going to be a Christian, be a Christian. If you're going to do this, go for it 100%. And the problem is we have a lot of half-hearted people. Wholeheartedly follow the Lord your God.
This is the day when the lost are found. This is the day for a new beginning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, can you hear all the angels are singing? This is the day when life begins.
During Jesus' earthly ministry, he didn't restore sight to just one eye. He didn't feed most of the 5,000. He didn't calm the storm on only half of the Sea of Galilee. And he didn't give part of his life on the cross to pay for some of our sins. As someone has said, sin had left a crimson stain and he didn't wash it light pink. Today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie points out how Jesus gave his all. And the only appropriate response from us is to give our all.
For us is a story of a man who both started and finished his race well. Caleb is the man I want to talk about. Because the scene before us here in Joshua 14 is where the tribes of Israel are now receiving their inheritance that God has given to them. And now Caleb speaks up. Now Caleb is 85 years old, and he's been waiting for this day for a long time to get his portion of the land. And in Joshua 14, verse 11, Caleb says, "I'm as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so is now my strength for war, for going out and coming in. So give me this mountain." I love this old dude. Probably raising up a bony old arm. "Give me this mountain." Why did he have this strength? He gives the answer in Joshua 14, dropped down to verse 7. "I was 40 years old," says Caleb, "when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land." Now underline this. "For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God." Don't miss that. He's giving us a secret. He's giving us a life hack, if you will. "I wholeheartedly follow the Lord my God." If you want to finish well, if you want spiritual longevity, you must wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, follow the Lord your God. Look, if you're going to be a Christian, be a Christian. If you're going to do this, go for it 100%. And the problem is we have a lot of half-hearted people. But Caleb was not half-hearted. He was wholehearted. You know, six times in the Bible, it said of Caleb, he wholeheartedly or wholly followed the Lord his God. Numbers 14, 24, even God says, "Because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and has followed me wholeheartedly, I'll bring him into the land he has entered." Wow. So Caleb mentions a place called Kadesh Barnea. 45 years earlier, the people of Israel, delivered from the bondage of Egypt, come to the brink of the promised land. And the point of entry was this place called Kadesh Barnea. Instead of just going in and taking the land that God gave them, they decided to send 12 spies in. 12 spies. And the spies went in and came back with two different reports. We had the majority report, and we had the minority report. They all saw the same thing, but they saw it differently. First, there was the majority report. 10 spies said, "Oh man, we don't want to go into this land. Man, the people that live there, they're gigantic, they're huge, and we will lose. They have massive fortified cities. There's no way we can take this land." See, their problem was they had a small God, and as a result, they had big problems. But the minority report, two spies that were sent in, named Born and Bond, not really, Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb saw it differently. They saw the same thing, but they said, oh, we can do this. God will be with us. We'll conquer this land. That's because they had a big God. When you have a big God, you have relatively small problems. When you have big problems, you have a relatively small God. God has not shrunk. It's your view of God. It's the way you see God. And so that report was given. Well, the people didn't want to believe the minority report. They didn't want to listen to Joshua and Caleb. They went with what the majority said. And as a result said, none of you people are going to enter into the promised land. Not one of you except Joshua and Caleb. So now fast forward all these years later, that first generation of Israelites, they're gone. And all that's left are Joshua and Caleb. So Joshua, who has led them into the promised land, is now giving out parcels of land to the people. Bringing me to point number two, to have spiritual longevity and to finish well, you don't follow the crowd. For 40 years, Caleb had to listen to the complaining of the other people. And he put up with it. And he didn't capitulate. He didn't cave in. He stood his ground. And if you want to be a strong Christian and have spiritual longevity, you've got to stand your ground. Because people will try to drag you down. People will try to pull you away. You've got to stand on your own two feet, in your own faith, in your relationship with the Lord. Someone sums it up so beautifully. Blessed or happy is the man or the woman that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of the scornful. Sorry to point to you when I'm saying that, but it just fits all of you, honestly. But his delight, it goes on to say, is in the word of the Lord, and in it does he meditate day and night. I see you on this side much more that way. I'm joking. But, you know, he doesn't do certain things. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of the scornful. But instead, he meditates and he studies, he contemplates God's word. So he did not capitulate to the crowd. He followed the Lord, not the crowd. Point number three, to have spiritual longevity, you need to take God at his word. You need to take God at his word. You see, Caleb hung on to the promise of God to him for all those years. And 5 years go by, and 10 years go by, and another 10 years go by, and another 10 years. 40 years, he's still waiting. Have you ever struggled with God's promise to you? You've thought, well, God, you promised these things to me, and I don't see them happening. Are you in a storm right now with no end in sight? Are you in a trial that you're wondering, is this ever going to come to an end? One time the disciples were going across the Sea of Galilee and a great storm came and they thought they were gonna die. And suddenly Jesus comes to them walking on the water. But it's worth noting that Jesus came to them, the Bible says, in the fourth watch. When is the fourth watch? That's the time just before dawn, which means they had been struggling against this storm for 9 long hours. They had probably given up hope. And then who shows up walking on the water but Jesus himself? And he may come to you in the fourth watch. Like, Lord, are you ever going to come? He says, yeah, I'll come when I'm ready. And when you're ready, maybe when you're completely exhausted, maybe when you've stopped struggling, maybe when you stop fighting with me and you just call out and say, God, if you don't come through for me, I'm going to drown. The Lord's saying, ah, that's what I was waiting to hear. Let's go. And he'll be there for you and come through for you in your storm.
It's great to have you with us on A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie. Today, he's highlighting some important principles from our look at Caleb, the man who wholeheartedly followed God.
Number four, to have spiritual longevity, you need to fight to the very end. To have spiritual longevity, you need to fight to the very end. As the Christian life is one of constant growth in learning, taking on new challenges, looking for new opportunities. It's not living in the past, but changing the present and preparing for the future. It never stops though. Now, some people say, well, I'm retired. Okay, that's nice. You no longer do the job you've done for so many years. But you never retire from the spiritual life. You know that, right? Because the moment you retire, It's the moment you're going to start losing. It's the moment you're going to start being defeated. There was an old man who had been walking with the Lord for many years. So a young man came up to him and said, "Old man, I have a question for you." He says, "Yes." And he said, "My question is there ever a moment that I will reach where I will get past temptation when I will no longer be tempted?" The old man said, "Yes, when you're dead." Okay, so that's it. It's going to rage to the last moment of your life on earth. After 45 years of patiently waiting, Caleb makes a statement in verse 11. "I am as strong this day as the day that Moses sent me." He never grew weaker. And what did he do with that strength? We read in Joshua 15:14, Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, and it identifies their name. He went to an area called Hebron. Hebron was a treacherous area. It was a tough area. And the inhabitants of Hebron were fierce warriors. Effectively, Caleb said, "Give me the toughest part of the land. That's where I want to go. Give me this mountain." I wonder if others laughed, sort of snickered, "Give him this mountain." Oh yeah, give him this mountain. That's exactly what he wanted. You know, we all have mountains to climb in life. And it may vary from person to person. Are we going to run from it? Or are we going to run toward it? As people get older, as I said, sometimes they retire, they start kicking back, but that is not what you want to be doing. You want to run every day as though it were your last day, because one day it will be. We think we'll live to be old, and maybe you will, and maybe you won't. That's up to God. The Bible says our times are in his hands. My son Christopher went to be with the Lord when he was 33 years old. We never planned for that. We never expected that. It changed our life. It was the hardest moment of our life. God was there for us, is still there for us. But it was a devastating, devastating loss for our entire family. And on his tombstone, we wrote these words. And nobody ever wants to sit down and think about what you're going to write on the tombstone of your child. But we had to do it. And we wrote the words of Paul, where he said, "I fought the good fight. I kept the faith. I finished the course." He finished his course. And he's in heaven. And I bring this up because some who are young think, "Well, I'll think about this when I'm older, Greg. You know, I don't need to do it. I'm young." Okay, yeah, you're young. But what if your race ends sooner than you expect it? And listen to this. I believe very strongly Jesus Christ is coming back again. What is happening? What is happening in our world is cause for great concern. And Bible students should pay careful attention to what is specifically happening in the Middle East. These events could escalate quickly into something far larger. And it could end up being a fulfillment of what the Bible says will happen in the end times. The prophetic events are a lot like dominoes that are closely stacked together. And once the first domino falls, then the others will fall in rapid succession. So my understanding of Bible prophecy, which is perfect, I'm kidding, but I think it's right, you know, of course. But my understanding of Bible prophecy, I think the next event on the prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church. After that, we have the emergence of Antichrist. Sometime after that, perhaps, we have the attack of Magog against Israel. Then we have the tribulation period. Then we have the abomination of the desolation, the rebuilt temple of the Jews is defiled. Then we have the battle of Armageddon. Then we have the second coming. Then we have the millennium. All these events kind of tightly placed together. But the first domino has not fallen yet, but it could happen at any moment. And the Lord would call us home. So don't be doing anything you would be ashamed to be doing if Christ were to come back. So whatever you're doing, factor that in. Well, is he okay if we have lunch? He's cool with that. Have lunch. Enjoy. Is he okay if we like watch Netflix? Depends what you watch. I don't know. No, but seriously, think about the Lord as you make your choices in life and as you make decisions. You're going to live life. You're going to enjoy life. But at the same time, you're right with God. Wholeheartedly follow the Lord your God. That's what I'm saying to you. Don't follow him half-heartedly. So maybe I'm talking to somebody right now that well, they haven't been wholeheartedly following the Lord. They used to. Years ago, after they came to Christ, they were all in it. Just love the Lord, love the Word of God, love church, love worship, prayer, sharing their faith. They did it all. And then as time has passed, they've just kind of, you know, I'm not as intense as I used to be about all that. And now you're kind of half-hearted and you've made some bad decisions and you're probably reaping the results of those bad decisions. You need to come back to the Lord. You need to make a recommitment to Him. That's what God will forgive you. But then there might be someone else here who's saying, I've never even done it the first time. I've never asked Jesus to come into my life. You should do that now. So we're going to pause for a moment. We're going to pray. And I'm going to extend an invitation for anybody here who's never asked Christ to come into your life to do it now. I'm also going to extend an invitation for anyone that has fallen away and needs to come back again. It's never too late to come home to your Father who loves you, your Father in heaven. Let's pray. Now, Father, we pray that you will speak to everyone that needs you today. First, for the person who has not believed in Jesus yet, I pray that your Holy Spirit will convict them of their sin and convince them of their need for you, and that they would come to you now and believe. And maybe there's someone here that has joined us who is not sure if their sin is forgiven. You don't have the hope that you'll go to heaven when you die. You have a big hole in your heart you've tried to fill with all the things this world offers, and you've come up empty time and time again. Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for your sin, rose again from the dead, and he stands at the door of your life now, and he knocks. And he says, if you'll hear his voice and open the door, he will come in. Listen, if you would like Jesus Christ to come into your life, if you would like him to forgive you of your sin, pray this out loud. This is where you're asking Christ to come into your life. Pray this with me now. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, but I know that you're the Savior who died on the cross for my sin and rose again from the dead. I turn from my sin now. I choose to follow you from this moment forward. Be my Savior and Lord. Be my God and my friend. Thank you for hearing this prayer and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
An important prayer from Pastor Greg Laurie today on A New Beginning. He's been leading a prayer with those who are making a decision for the Lord today. It's a day that they'll never forget. And if you've just made that decision, we want to welcome you into the family of God. And would you let us send you something to help you get started in living as a believer? It's a New Believer's Growth Pack, a collection of resources that'll answer many of the questions that you might have and help you to walk each day with God. Just call and ask for a New Believer's Growth Pack on 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME. That's 1-800-772-936. And the team would love to pray with you too. Call 1-800-772-936 today. Next time on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg begins the final message from his study series, Joshua, Living in the Land of Promises. Today's message from Pastor Greg Laurie was called Give Me This Mountain. If you'd like to listen again, just download the free Vision Christian Media app, where it's available as a podcast along with more inspiring Christian content. Just search your app store for Vision Christian Media, station sponsor.